funniest things and embarrassing things. Do you remember some situations what was really funny or embarrassing?
Это было смешное самостоятельное там.
Love story.
Tell me one.
Расскажи какую-нибудь одну историю, когда мы были тинейджерами и делали всякие глупые вещи там.
Я знаю,
почему. Я много.
Any parties? So that's the thing when you get older.
I was taking all my classmates to the party to my home when everybody from my family were in the country house. And that's it, but my mom always knows who I have in the flat and what we're drinking and so on and so forth. So that wasn't a secret from my parents. We have really great parents. So they were always like friends for us, and we didn't have this teenage period when you have problems with parents because we started traveling a lot. We were in children bands and we had like different shows out of Russia, and then we started tattoo. And we were always on the road, so that was like the most the happiest moment in our lives when we came home and meet our moms again and say, "Mommy, I love you so much. I miss you so much." So on and so forth. We had no problems.
So they were very cool parents.
Very cool parents.
Go in Moscow, you see.
Lucky girls. Okay, your first party. What about the first time drinking alcohol? What happened to you? How was it?
I was drunk and I was. Actually, I was drinking gin tonic with my two friends from school, girls, and we just after exams decided to drink something alcohol, just three of us, and we drank gin tonic. I think one can.
One glass.
No, not glass. Like you know, they're in cans.
Okay.
In small cans. So, and we were just going to this on the street, holding hands all together and singing really loud, very old Russian songs.
After one can.
After one can.
And how many can you drink today?
I'm not drinking gin tonic.
Vodka?
She drinks vodka, yeah.
Vodka, but it's a really rare thing. I don't like alcohol. I don't like that stuff. But I'm totally great like that, without any alcohol or something else.
That's cool. And how did
you say that?
Okay, you're not such a nice girl.
I'm not a good girl.
So, but always in Germany, you hear in Russia, they always drink vodka. Is that true? Like,
a
lot of vodka in common, in general, in Russia?
No.
Go drink together. Go in
Moscow. I have to work. But I love vodka, by the way, with Red Bull. So, but how did your parents react when you smoked your first cigarette, or you just tried it, or drinking your first alcohol? How did they react? Okay, they cool.
Okay. That was okay.
I started to smoke when I was 12. My mom that don't know about this, but maybe when I was 17, I told my father, I smoke, okay?
Unbelievable. And why did you start to smoke?
I don't know, I was young.
Young and the company.
Yeah, okay. But you still smoke, or would you say the girls outside, don't smoke, that's not okay?
That's not okay, just don't even try, don't even start, because it's really difficult to start then.
So. Okay.
Smoke, it's good.
Yeah.
Smoke more.
So, okay, when it comes to boys the first time, how did you feel like that? You feel attracted to a boy? Something different to the friendship you had before? What was different? Can you explain that?
Что за вопрос какой?
Какая разница? Мы почувствовали, когда первый раз почувствовали, что мы нравимся молодым людям.
Да, Душ, рассказывай свою историю, да?
That's really. I don't remember.
Yes,
and okay, but you remember your first kiss, huh?
Yes.
Where was it? How was it? You look quite romantic.
Первый поцелуй.
My first kiss when I children. Как это детский садик? Как это будет?
Kindergarten.
A real kiss.
Really, on lips. But next I don't remember. So many kisses in my lips.
And you, when was your first time? Can you remember the situation?
I remember that it was Christmas, and it was the brother of my best friend. I don't like it. I didn't.
So, okay, I guess today it's much more better to kiss a man. So what recommendation do you have for the girls outside for the first kiss? Or
just not to be scared, to be free and to be themselves.
And to watch out for a better boy, I guess.
Take them before.
And
take shit before.
And then gum.
So, okay, and your first close girlfriend in your teenager time. I guess you had a close girlfriend. I don't know if you both were your first close girlfriends. And you do a lot of things, doing partying, a lot of funny things. What was the craziest experience you had with your closest girlfriend?
Близкие отношения с девушками, да?
Не с девушками, а просто вот как девушка, как подруга, с лучшей подругой, самая такая прям сумасшедшая вещь, которую ты сделала. We felt to the bag, to my bag.
Bag.
Together, yeah.
Bag, bag.
Okay.
We just, me and Julie were partying. And then just two of us, and then Julia gave me a hug, and then we fell down to my bag with the clothes and so on and so forth.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So what about school? You started very early with music and so on. How did it change when you were a teenager and all the music? Did you get some problems then in school or were it all
okay? I have a lot of problems with my teachers.
For example?
Because they're fucking people. They don't understand me.
And did
that is great. I don't go to school, I sleep and then...
No, I had really good relationships with my teachers. Only about two of them were really there, and the rest of the teachers, they tried to understand me and they were helping me.